From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Welcome back to another episode of Montana Metal. We are your Mistresses of Mayhem. We just got done listening to Black Jesus Vomit. I love that band name.
Every time I say it, it
makes me smile. I'm like, Black Jesus Vomit.
They're like the gore of Montana Metal. It's fantastic.
They have an awesome sound, and it's one of those names that you don't forget it.
And they're so fucking offensive. I love them.
They're not against being offensive.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I like gore. So,
and I always meet people that see these kind of bands and like, I was kind of offended. Like, did the name not give it away?
What?
Like, people that go to gore and they're all offended. Like, it was gross. It was gory. I'm like, duh. It's like going to a horror show and it being scary. I mean, come on. Like, going to a strip joint and seeing strippers. Like, you will believe what happened last night. I went to the strip joint and there was a chick and she took off her clothes.
Like, almost all
like
that.
And then she jiggled it.
I've seen zombie strip shows. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
That was fantastic. It was a zombie burlesque show. It was fucking fantastic. I'm like, all right, we're in Vegas. We got these tickets. All right. Yeah, it was freaking awesome, though.
It was. It was a great show.
It was. So if you're in Vegas and there's a zombie burlesque show, go to it.
Yeah, go see it. It's great.
Black Vomit Jesus apparently is receiving threats from the Montana Church Coalition people, which is fantastic. I love protesters, so more power to you guys. Keep doing your thing.
All y'all.
So apparently during Black Jesus Vomit shows, they have played with actual human remains on the stage of a spine and a rib cage that was built into the mic stand. However, it is now buried due to the nightmares it gave certain band members, which I cannot wait to talk to these guys eventually and find out who's the one that having nightmares.
And what kind of vivid nightmares do you have to get rid of a set piece? Right. You're like, dude, that's too fucked up. I can't do this anymore.
That's awesome. I love these guys even more.
I don't know whose spine it was.
Right? Was it what kind?
Like a volunteer spine? I mean, how do you get someone's spine?
Right?
There are so many questions. Like, I mean, where did you get your spine? Was it a friend?
I'm going to
was it an enemy?
Spine to Montana Medical.
Was it donated to you? I mean,
Black Jesus Vomit. I mean, we need to talk with you.
Did you get a permission slip? I mean, is that how this works out? Is when I die, I want my spine to go to this band? That I mean, if you had a consent form, then you wouldn't be haunted by it because you had a consent form.
Yeah.
I mean, can you own human remains? Can you, like...
I don't think you can.
I'm pretty sure if you put it in legally, well, you can do almost anything. I'm pretty sure if you wanted to, you could give your head to a famous person.
All their body parts? That's weird. But I can't have their body on display in my house?
Probably could. If they,
we're going to check into this law.
We need to go and talk to the taxidermist people and see if we can have someone stuffed. If they legally give you permission, can I have them stuffed?
We love you, Black Jesus Vomit. You just inspired a really fun conversation.
We're going to the taxidermy later on. We must find one.
We'll be sure to mention Black Jesus Vomit to them.
We're like, Black Jesus Vomit sent us. Now, could I go through and have a human remain stuffed if I have a permission slip from them?
I just need a permission slip. You know, if you got it notarized.
Notarized and like a, you know.
Lawyer sound.
Weirder shit people have done. I mean, come on. If you can sell your body for someone else to eat later, I mean, come on. And that was legal. Gross, but legal. There's a lot of those things going on. Oh, so back into the music.
Black Jesus Vomit has an upcoming show in July in Great Falls, Montana at the Northwest Center. It's going to be on July 22nd. They're going to be joined by Switched Off Safety, At Home in Hell, Piranha Dog, and Taken by Takers. It's all ages and $5 at the door, and that's going to start at 8 p.m. Go to their Facebook page, and they got a lovely little link there so you can go to it. It's going to be some brutal metal happening on July 22nd up in Great Falls, Montana. All right, Mr. Soisi, welcome you to another awesome show. Thanks for tuning in.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying be sure to get squirreled.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, yeah, be careful where you smell your finger.
We're going to head over to the Butte, Montana area right now with Hibernator.
Formerly known as a Midnight Drive, members are Philip, Zach, Chris, and Brian. They're currently working on new music. They have a great Reverb Nation page that has videos and more music to listen to. Currently in the studio and having a lot of fun. Look for new releases coming soon from Hibernator. You can visit their newest website at hibernator.com or on Facebook. This is Hibernator on Montana Metal.
So my point is simple, just always leave them stunned. But it's not that simple, we're calling out for everyone.
Mike from Endeavor, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Just got done listening to Stranded by Choice with their song Miss Merchant. Stranded by Choice has members Rich, Levi, Scott, and Sean. They have lots of pictures on their Facebook right now of all their recording that they're working on. We look forward to their new album coming out very soon, I'm sure, from all the pictures.
Right now, we're going to head over to Kalispell, Montana, which is a very pretty, pretty area of the state. The entire state's beautiful, but there's just certain areas in the state that are even more beautiful.
More beautiful.
I'm making up words. Fuck yeah. You. New Year! Woo!
Never claimed that we knew English.
No.
We knew parts of it, and that's all that matters.
I know exactly how to say fuck you. That's pretty good.
Hey, that helps out a lot.
It does.
We know how to count how many give a fucks I give, because that's zero.
I don't give a fuck.
We are not missaying things. We are making up new things. There's a different...
We're creating a new English.
We're creating. not mistakes. Creation.
All right.
Unless we fuck it up, then we're just like, eh, it didn't work out.
Yeah, you lose some, you crack some eggs.
All right. Evolution, not everything lives.
Nope. I accept that. God. And quit interfering with natural selection. Fuck! Let an extra selection happen. Anyway, Stupid Human Suit is out of Kalispell, Montana. You've got Mike, Levi, Keely, Ben, and Tim. They're progressive death metal. You can check out live performances on YouTube or on their Facebook account. And for more information on Stupid Human Suit, go to stupidhumansuit.com. The song we're going to play for you from them is Broken Coward on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Hey guys, this is Joe Shufton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get you.
twice as much. For though twice as quick, there is no way to rekindle that flame, but it burns forever in our hearts. The flame that like hers twice as much. For though twice as quick, there is no way to rekindle that flame, but it burns forever in our hearts. Can we forget the faces that we've lost? Can we stop hanging our roots? Will the tears ever stop? I found that curtain falls at last, floating out on the wall, over and covered by thought of death. We truly
This is Matt Swafford from Mahama Waldy, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
And I'm a wild child. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. You just got done listening to Arctotis, and that was Glass Coffin. Members include Dave, Josh, and Quincy.
So that was some Arctotis with Glass Coffin. All right, we're going to go over and play some Uncommon Evolution from the Whitefish, Montana area. You can visit their website, uncommonevolution.weebly.com. So the song right here is Chop and Block. Love this song. Love Uncommon Evolution. Check out their new video, Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Roger Fraser.
And I'm Eric Toole.
We're from Seventh Passing, and you're listening to
Mistresses of Mayhem.
Go slow, let's be fragile. Hold my hand on through this maze. It's the beginning of our day.
Let us ride.
Don Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
All right, some Universal Choke Sign on the Mistresses of Mayhem with their brand new song, Six. They're out of Missoula, Montana. That song is off of their brand new album, Murder. It's going to be available to you on April 30th, this Saturday at Stage 112 for their CD release party. Joining them will be Hellerado, A Balance Power, Dex, Eastwood, and Resurgence. It's $3 to get in. $3, that's right. 21 plus, it's $3, and 18 plus, it's $5. And yeah, it's going to be a fun party over in Missoula, Montana on Saturday night. So come join the fun. Mistresses, some of us, I don't know if all of us are going over, but we're going to be heading over that way and partying with those guys. There's a VIP show.
It's like $10.
It's $10 after the show.
And that pays to get in to see the band and they hang out with the band.
They're not going to be having to move equipment. They're just going to be chilling and partying.
And how many other times do you actually get to go and hang out with the band for that cheap? I mean, the VIP for Manson and Devil Driver and all those other guys is a whole lot more.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah, and they're fun guys to hang out with.
And these guys will actually hang out with you for more than a few minutes, you know?
Yeah. So they'll hang out and do shots with you all night and get in trouble. It'll be fun.
You'll probably even, you know, motorboat you if you ask you. You know, if you ask the right member.
Right.
Others will have to ask their wife, but, you know, that we respect.
Cannot wait for the CD release party. So April 30th, Stage 112, Missoula, Montana. Universal Choke Signs, brand new CD, Murder is coming out, so come join that fun.
We're going to go to the Belgrade area now with Latitude 45. Latitude originally was set up December 2012. Latitude 45 has members Hunter, Mike, Garrett, and Chance. They have a rock and metal sound to them. They used to be formerly known as MIP. We actually knew them back when they were the Miners in Possession. At that time, they were still minors, and we were giving them crap after they all turned of age, going, "You're not minors anymore." And like a year later, they changed over to Latitude 45 and still playing strong, still playing the awesome music that they played when they were MIP, but just a little bit of a name change to go with it, you know, getting a little bit older and a little bit more mature.
Moving on.
They're awesome, though. I mean, we got to see them perform live in Missoula for the
Zoo Music Awards.
Yeah, the Zoo Music Awards. And that was, we got to see them that time, and they put on one hell of a performance to the point where we didn't really notice the lady spinning up above them for the longest time.
No, because you're so focused
on the
band.
So focused on the band, and like, hey, there's a chick above them floating and like on this rope trick thing. We're like, look up. You're like, well, shit, how long has she been there? Like the entire show. We're like, really? I'll be damned.
Yeah, they have amazing stage performance. They're just a great, great group of guys, and you should definitely check them out. They've won the Zoo Music Awards twice for Best Metal Band in 2013 and 2015, and it was well-deserved.
And the year in between, they're not even allowed to enter. So
yeah,
that's
they would
why
have
they
another year.
So that's why they couldn't win that one. You could only win every other year. So they do that to make sure people that are awesome don't win everything.
Latitude 45 just played a show in Bozeman with 16 Penny and Dead Swarms. So hopefully you got out there and checked out that show. Be sure you guys check out Montana Metal's Facebook page for all the upcoming Montana Metal shows in your area. And if you've got a show that you know that's coming up, post it to the page and they'll make sure they share it for you. Mistress Oisey, thanking you guys very much for tuning in, and thank you for supporting Montana Metal.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying get out, check out our website, give it a look-see, you know, stalk us, we stalk you, you know.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying get out there, see shows, and definitely buy merch so that way you can see your band's return and that way you have the memories behind the item, too.
And that way you look awesome.
Right? Because the band swag always looks good.
The band swag always looks good, and you know.
Yeah.
I keep telling more bands need underwear.
They do.
We were talking to Universal Choke Sign, and that's on their list of things that eventually that's one of the swag items they'll eventually get for us.
Yay.
I keep telling them just because, you know, just buy a pair of underwear, send it to them, and they can just put their logo on it and send it back. That way it's not at all creepy.
I don't know where it's been.
Ew. Not at all creepy.
Big thanks to DJ Son for putting up with us each and every week and making us sound awesome. And, of course, to Sean from mtradio.net for letting us play on his awesome station. Check out all the great shows on mtradio.net. You've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We're going to close out tonight with Latitude 45.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.